Welcome to the No Spin News, Tuesday, March 17th, St. Patrick's Day, 2020. Fight for your freedom. So just before I took to the airwaves here, the New York Times came out with this. They want a military-style confrontation with the coronavirus. This is the New York Times. Military-style. What that means is basically they want a lockdown of America. This is what the newspaper wants. And they're tired of President Trump dancing around. So I thought it would be instructive to take a look at how the president is handling the virus, because it does mean his reelection. How he handles this will mean yes or no for Donald Trump to run the country for the next 4 years, beginning in January. So basically, what happened today was that Mr. Trump had a press conference, brings all his guys out with him. And the headline is that you, the American people, are gonna get money from the federal government, direct payments. They don't know how much yet, that'll come out soon. Senator Romney wants $1,000 for every American. I don't know what they're gonna do, but they're going to try to send money to most people, not people like me, but most people, to try to help them through this crisis, because a lot of people can't work. Jobs are being impacted. So that's the headline, all right? And Mnuchin, the Secretary of the Treasury, he took the lead on that. He's all right, Mnuchin. I mean, you can understand what the man is saying. And he said basically that also you can defer payments, tax payments. Remember, April 15th is tax day. You can defer up to $1 million if you owe the government. But if you want a refund, you get them in and the government's going to quickly refund. So the Trump administration is trying to basically help financially. And then you know all the stuff going on behind the scenes with the stimulus and the low interest rates. And by the way, if you've got a mortgage rate over 4%, you got to go in and refinance now. And if you're looking to buy a car or a house, this is the time to do it, because these mortgage rates are the lowest in history. So you got to grab that, even though times are a little uncertain. This is the time to move on it. And so Donald Trump is being aggressive because he has to be. This is it for him. This is the big crisis. So here's, I'm going to run one soundbite from the president. Go.
And the testing procedures are going well. And within a short period of time, all of the private labs will kick in. This has never been done before. And it's going to be something I think it's going to be incredible if it's done properly. And these are great companies. These are among the greatest companies in the world, actually. So the state's going to be dealing through themselves and with local government, local physicians, local everybody. They're also dealing with us. But we have a tremendous testing capacity.
Now, that has been the main criticism of President Trump. There's not enough tests for the coronavirus. I don't know whether that's a valid criticism or not. I'm going to tell you about South Korea in a minute, because South Korea has handled the virus the most effective way of any country. All right, South Korea is number one, but there's a reason for that. All right, so testing is being rolled out, and that's been the main criticism of Donald Trump, that there weren't enough testing kits coming out of Washington. Now, Trump has said, look, the states, you can get your own. I mean, we're going to help you. Federal government's going to help you, but you can get them faster if you do it on your own. New York Times totally distorted that. And basically, they put forth that Trump was saying to the states, you're on your own. It's not what he's saying. He's saying it's quicker. If you do it, we'll help you, but we're going to do it too. That has been the primary criticism of Donald Trump. Not enough testing kits available. Now, I'm not in business to prop up Donald Trump or making excuses for him, but I put myself in the position of people I'm analyzing. If I'm president of the United States, I don't know, coronavirus comes out of nowhere. Why would you have testing kits for something you never heard of? Roll the spot and we'll be right back.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
The one thing that Donald Trump did that was perspicacious, word of the day, was he stopped the China travel very fast. And I just want to remind everybody, when it gets political, when it gets party politics on a virus, here's what Joe Biden said the day that Donald Trump stopped the Chinese flights. Go.
Coronavirus emanated from China. A national emergency, you know, worldwide alerts. The American people need to have a president who they can trust what he says about it, that he is going to act rationally about it. In moments like this, this is where the credibility of a president is most needed, as he explains what we should and should not do. This is no time for Donald Trump's record of hysterical xenophobia.
That's going to hurt Biden. Going to hurt him. All right? And that's there. It's on the record. Just like the Ukraine thing, the SOB got fired. You're going to see that soundbite in political ads until November. Now, President Trump also suspended flights from Europe. Okay, no Europeans can come here. Americans can come from Europe, but no Europeans. Here's what CNN media reporter Brian Stelter said about that. Go.
All right, that's why the embarrassment about him getting it wrong about Europe tonight is on him and not on his aides. He misspoke about Europe. He misspoke about the intensity of this ban, and that's on him. The errors he has made for several weeks now are on him. This country is behind for several weeks. It's on him. I'm sorry to say that, but it's true.
He's not sorry to say it. He's a Trump hater, and he's a despicable human being, Brian Stelter. I've known him for a long time. That if I had to pick one person in national media that is unqualified and dishonest, it would be him. He'd top of the chart. Now, Stelter, apparently, he misspoke about Europe. Well, he wasn't clear that American citizens could come back from Europe, but that was, I think it was 20 minutes later clarified. But what is the beef here? I don't know what the beef is. It was smart for the federal government to stop flights from Europe, as we now know, because Italy and Spain are locked down. So what I'm trying to get at here is there is very little fairness in the national press about Donald Trump. Now, you're the American people, you can watch, and you're here listening to me for a reason. All right, I'm going to tell you yes or no on what Mr. Trump does. Another quick break, and I'll be right back.
Attention. If you owe the IRS, this is an important announcement. COVID relief is over, and the IRS is ramping up like never before, sending out millions of collection letters to start 2024. Do you owe $10,000 or more, or have unfiled returns? Now is the time to act. The IRS can garnish your wages, seize your property, and they can even take your home or your business. Don't let the IRS take advantage of you. It's time to call Tax Network USA. Their team of experienced tax lawyers has already saved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. They know how to negotiate with the IRS and can help you too. Visit TNUSA.com or call 1-800-245-6000. Again, that's 1-800-245-6000. Don't wait until it's too late. Take control of your tax situation today with Tax Network USA. 1-800-245-6000. Call now.
Okay, let's get to some mail. Tom Jersak, Fort Wayne, Indiana. Listen to the update today on the radio. The swine flu epidemic in 2009 was vast. Why didn't the country shut down like it is now? It's a good question. Because the contagion now is much faster than swine flu. It's boom, 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 boom. That panics people. It's so fast. Like this. It's so contagious. Now, it's not lethal. About 2% of people who get it die, unless you're older. But it's the speed of it that has terrorized the country. Robert, for the first time in my life, I've experienced what it's like to live in a totalitarian country. Government is telling me where I can go and what I can do. I know right now it's best, but I know what it may be like in other countries that don't have the freedom and benefits that we do. Good perspective, Robert. Yeah, you are being told what you can and can't do, no doubt about it. I hope they don't shut everybody down and quarantine everybody. I hope that does not happen. The first sign is the airline stop. You see the airline stop, that quarantine may be coming. On the message board, Georgia, I heard today that Biden was reading answers from a teleprompter during the debate. That is false. Please be skeptical on what you hear. That is not true. Sharon, Bill, thank you very much for a very informative broadcast. It actually helped me relax a little, put everything into perspective. It's my job. And if you're a concierge member, you write to me directly about any concerns you may have. Okay, we are moving the Fort Wayne Who Wants to Be President show to September because of all the chaos. We don't want to make anybody scared or inconvenient. So Fort Wayne moves to September. WOWO, WOWO, our big radio affiliate there, is helping us with that show, and we'll tell you all about it. But we're going to move it out to September. So it'll be much calmer then. All right? So if you have tickets, hold on to them. And I'll give you a lot of advance notice. We'll see you in Fort Wayne. It's going to be a lot of fun. And we'll see you again tomorrow.